Well, hello and welcome to ASI Cast number 140. I'm ASI's Research Director, Richard Marks. Now, over the last few years, one of the major developments we've been tracking at ASI across our conferences and podcasts is the Dutch Unified Media Audience Measurement Initiative. The main currencies in the Netherlands, as you probably know, have come together as NMO, and last year announced the contracts for a new coordinated system of measurement to cover video, online, audio, and print. At the time, it was stated that this new system would provide the building blocks for cross-media measurement. And now, with the build of the new panels reaching completion, NMO has announced a new tender for cross-media measurement. So joining us today is Karen Schutt, Director of Vinex and part of NMO, to discuss this important new stage in the Dutch media story. So hello, Karen.
Hi, Richard.
So firstly, before we dive into cross-media measurement, what are the components that are being constructed at the moment and how is the build going since we last spoke?
Thank you. First, thanks for inviting me to this podcast. I'm very pleased to announce the next stage in our NMO project. But the past 1.5 years, that's the 1.5 years ago, we announced that we were going to start the build of the new NMO blueprint in the Netherlands. And since then, the teams of both Ipsos and Kantar and our own teams have been working really hard to be able to deliver the first data sets with currency and planning standards for the Netherlands for each media type. Up until now, I think over 25,000 respondents have been recruited for our establishment survey and the NRS survey. And a lot of this data has already been shared with the market in our media trends report that we published in February and a few NRS, so print data sets that have been delivered to the market already. So that's very good. We also, the build of the household panel that uses people meter solution by Kantar and Kantar's focal meter solution is already complete. And of course, with a panel, you're never ready, but the basis is there. All the meters are working properly. Data science is now being prepared, and we hope to be able to deliver the TV and digital data sets to the market by the end of the year. So the fourth quarter, we expect a lot of news there. And the second panel, that's a panel of individuals that will use the MediaCell Plus solution from Ipsos. That takes a little bit more time than expected, but we hope that we make a lot of progress in the next few months. And then we hope that this panel data can also be added to the other data sets by the beginning of next year. And that will also then be the moment that we can deliver radio data sets to the market. And one new element in this new RFP, so the next project is a creation of a cross-media data set. And that will also cover the out-of-home data sets. And that's also something new that we can add to our NMO design.
Is the out-of-home elements, are they also building a new system or are they coming in with their existing system?
They are building a new system, but a lot of data is already there because they make use of traffic surveys and census data sets. And they are hoping to deliver the new data set by in the first quarter of next year as well. So that's a great combination with all the other things we're working on. Yeah.
Now the RFP, the request for proposals for cross-media measurement, has been made available this week to interested parties. And it's available via a link that we'll put in the show notes for this episode. At a fundamental level, what's the objective of this stage? Is it a cross-media currency, a planning tool, an insight analytics system, or a campaign measurement system?
Yeah, I would say that it's a data set that combines viewing, listening, and reading behavior and online media consumption, both in-home and out-of-home. So it covers historical data, and this cross-media data set then can be used as input for planning for future campaigns. But it should also help publishers to gain insight in their cross-media reach. So in the combined reach of their assets, for instance, how many young urban professionals do they reach with TV shows combined with online platforms and even magazine titles? So it's more a historical data set than it's actually a planning set, but it definitely feeds the planning tools.
And in terms of campaign measurement, is that within the scope of the project, or is that a next step after this?
No, that's another step. That's the next step after this. I think it's a. Of course, it contains elements of a cross-media campaign measurement, because for broadcast media, the measurement of campaigns is done in the same on the same data set and in the same way, I would say, than the measurement of content. So for radio and TV, you could maybe create a campaign report that combines both radio and television. That's also, yeah, we ask questions to our suppliers, to our potential suppliers for this. We also ask, well, we understand there's a lot of data science that's going to be used to make the combination of the sets, but and maybe we can reuse that again when we are ready to build a cross-media campaign measurement.
So for the agencies or institutes who might be listening and wondering if they are going to be appropriate companies to tender, what do you think are the primary skill sets that are going to be needed for this project? Is it primarily a data science task, or does it encompass IT and pipe work? And what about analysis software? Do those elements come within this project?
I think the primary task is the data science one. It's about bringing the data set together. We see that as our primary task of NMO as well. But of course, this should feed into planning and analysis software. So it is, in the end, that's our goal. Our users should be able to use the data set, and they need tools for that. But we are tools agnostic in that sense. We ask suppliers to reflect on this, actually, and share their ideas about it. So we are, in the end, we're looking for a partner that really understands what we want to use these data for. And that's also why one chapter in this RFP is filled with elaborate description of use cases, different use cases, from strategic planning examples to really detailed cross-media insights analysis. And these came from our future user group. So we asked different stakeholders to share their plans, but also a little bit of their dreams about what they would like to learn about the media behavior of the Dutch population. So yeah, we did ask them to share their first priorities, but also dream a little, and that could help us create a roadmap for future plans for this data set as well. So we use it also to challenge the future suppliers to share their thoughts on what are necessary steps.
Mm. So, I mean, having read the RFP, you're very clear on what you want, but it sounds like you're not too prescriptive about what the solutions might be. How open are you to sort of new ideas or approaches that you hadn't come across before?
I think we're very open to that. And I think that we are realistic, of course. There's a lot of requirements and wishes in the document. But it's also to challenge the suppliers to think of creative ways of bringing this data back together, because we know the solutions that are currently being used. We are familiar with that, but maybe there are other ways that you can also use to make a little bit more progress or more possible in the future. So I think we are really open for new ideas, and we would really like to learn from the experts, because we are not data scientist experts, actually, and we would like to learn from them in that way.
Does that open-minded approach apply to metrics? I know that TV and radio are already aligning around GRPs, which is a significant move for radio, but you've obviously got to combine online, outdoor, and so on. Now, in terms of the use of a database, in terms of understanding media and people's lives, a time-based metric is fine for everyone, but when it comes to evaluating the impact of advertising, obviously advertising works in different ways on different media. How do you think that can be encompassed?
I think standards should be acknowledged, right? But we do understand that every medium has its own definition of reach. For print, it's average issue readership. Ooh, difficult words. But for online, you only have to visit a very short moment. You have to be on a website for a very short period. Then it counts as reach. For out of home, it's visibility adjusted contacts. A score that's being used in the Dutch market, so it's very different, and I understand the need from advertisers to level this, but maybe that's not our task as audience measurement companies. So what we do in our RFP, we also ask potential suppliers to think with us and share solutions that they know from other markets with us for this, and then see how it goes.
Definitely. Does the project include the large amount of advertising revenue that is going to companies like Google, Facebook, TikTok, etc.? Are they actively involved, or if not, are they at least being measured by the service?
Yeah, they are included in the measurements, but only at the level of platform reach. So, and for they don't use. Other publishers use tag-based measurement, for instance, and then you can get a lot more insights for broadcasting media. There's also information about campaigns already available from the data that you collect with meters and other solutions. But for global parties, that's not the case, and they don't share their data with us yet. At this point, but we do see the use of platform, at least at a platform level, coming from our data sets. So that's what we can use for this project.
Now, obviously, they are, Google and Facebook, initially involved in the WFA's North Star initiative for cross media measurement and the Project Halo Common Global System, the open source system that the WFA is hoping that countries will use to join their data together. How does the project align with the WFA initiative?
First of all, it's a planning set, and it's built on the data that we now have in the Netherlands. So it is built on everything we know from TV, from television. So campaign reach is included there for broadcast media. But for digital, the campaign measurement is not included yet in our basic data sets right now. So that's not included, and that's the difference. I think the NMO project is broader. So the focus of WFA projects is really on video. And maybe a little bit of audio, but we also take in the out-of-home element. We also have print in our solution. We also have, and combined with television, radio, both on and offline. So there's a lot of differences here in the project.
I guess that one of the key differences is potentially content, because some of your key stakeholders are as interested in knowing program reach and how their content works across platforms, as opposed to simply just advertising.
Yeah, that's true. That you're absolutely right. The name of the project is also about is NMO cross media planning and insights, and that insights element is added for that. So it's not just about planning; it's also about learning how programs and magazines and all those things work together for publishers as well.
Well, it's going to be fascinating. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and see what various solutions that you get proposed to you before you take your final decision. Talking about decisions, what timeline are you looking at for this process?
Yeah, we just published the RFP, so parties can share their interest with us. I think you will share the email address also in your in the link to it. And then before the end of July, we would like to hear if they're interested in participating. in this RFP, and then we hope to, we want to see the proposals before November, and then the work starts at our site. Before that, we will have a period where we will arrange Q&A sessions with agencies. We also did that for the big tender, and it was really helpful to get to learn the parties. So we will do that for this project again. So then proposals before November, and then I think we need at least 3 months time to really get to the details and work it out. And I hope that we can make a decision then in the first quarter next year. So that's our timeline. And then we have a lot of the basic data sets also available, and then the actual work can start. Mm. That's our timeline, yeah.
Well, we're in the planning stages for our big annual conference, which is taking place in Nice in November this year. And hopefully, well, it's probably no surprise, we will be covering the whole cross-media issue. So hopefully that may help feed into some of your decision-making process, because clearly you'll be at a key stage by then in starting to evaluate the proposals you've had. So it's definitely a hot topic at the moment. I'm sure it's one we'll discuss again in the future. But in the meantime, thanks for talking to us about the tender process. And as you say, you can check the show notes and get in contact with Karen to understand more about the RFP and get a copy of it. So in the meantime, speak to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Speak to you soon. Bye.